The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In conversation, we are at Chase Center, down by Thrive City. Guru and myself, they've got a ball game tonight between the Mavericks and the Warriors, and Klay Thompson is back in the Bay Area, four-time NBA champion with the Golden State Warriors, and now playing for the Dallas Mavericks. And the thing we're asking Warrior fans is just, how are you feeling about it all?
Man,
Klay Thompson was drafted by the Warriors in 2011, and he's been playing with them ever since, before this season. And he had an illustrious career with the Golden State Warriors, suffered two significant injuries and missed 2.5 years last year or two. Obviously, there were some issues with Klay and his health and his role, but by and large, I don't think there's anybody who's coming out here tonight that's not going to give him a standing ovation and a round of applause for everything he's done for this team, which is basically being on getting them four titles.
No doubt. And we can do this all day, Stani, and talk about his accolades, but you got me just thinking about, and the callers, prime Klay Thompson, what he would do on the offensive end, enough said. But defensively guarding the other team's best player, that's insane. And it's so tragic in this sense, when he got hurt against Toronto, he was on fire. I believe he was about to go for 40 or 45. He got hurt. But also, too, just thinking about everything that he's – I mean, like Stani, I'm just looking at his resume. What didn't he do? All NBA defensive team, all rookie team.
I didn't rebound.
NBA All-Star, four-time NBA champ. Dude.
I didn't rebound.
I could just make an argument.
Didn't get to the line. Doesn't get to the line a lot.
I could make an argument that this team could have won six finals in a row. I'll leave that there.
How?
If Klay doesn't get hurt, they're beating Toronto, so that's five.
Okay.
And then when Draymond got suspended, they would have won that one. So that'd have been six. Oh my God, Evan with the fifth stop. Let's just be real. That's how dominant this team was.
Yeah, they won four. They won four.
The Guru computer, dude. It just tells you, man. And the losses they had were in the finals. So that just give me a half. So they got five. You know,
they have four.
Right.
They won four titles.
But they were in six.
Yep.
They were dominant.
That's because
is that going to happen
again? Kevin Durant.
Well,
was a big part of that too.
Who's out? By the way,
who
is
it?
The list of the cup is about to start. He's out. Zion got a hammy. Who else?
Everybody.
But that's two.
Wiggins is probably out tonight.
Good God.
We'll find out. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan, I wanna go into these Klay non-basketball cuts because we got 3 or 4 minutes before break. So again, I'm not really even sure what these are, but Evan put them together. They're a conglomeration of some weird
Klay
Thompson
stuff.
So this is Klay Thompson talking about Googling himself, I guess. Huh? Take a listen.
It say three-time. Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Klay just Googled himself. It say three-time champion already. That's dope.
All right, Evan, you got context for that one? I don't remember
awesome.
That one.
That was after, I believe, the 2018 NBA Finals, where they went back-to-back with KD, and they were at the podium. and Durant was answering a question, and Clay, instead of answering the questions, was Googling himself.
Oh.
And Draymond just looked at him and said, wow, Clay just Googled himself, and he's a three-time champ.
It's updated. Wow, man.
All right, let's go to the Clay on crying on the court. This is after the fourth title parade.
Cried on the court. It obviously was the end of...
Who cries on the basketball court? I mean...
No crying in basketball?
Tell us about being overwhelmed, a little emotion
crying,
there.
Crying.
All right, so that was that was during the fourth title parade.
Curry cried, yeah, of the parade.
How about this one? Clay stumbling about ball movement. This ought to be interesting.
Clay, what are you noticing about the energy and the ball movement tonight that's helping you guys unlock the three ball?
It's great on both sides. Both of them are great.
How's the guru special? Oh, boy. Clay.
Clay Thompson. He's coming back to Chase Center tonight.
I want him to go for 35 and the Warriors,
the Warriors win. Tell me something we don't know.
Go ahead. Well, 45.
Okay, 45, and
well,
the Warriors win.
He's 14 for 49. You think they're worried, Dallas, behind closed doors, that just don't improve?
No. Well, we're 10 games into the year.
But that's when you could be shooting 60% from three.
He never gets off to a fast start. Should know that.
I do know it.
Well, you didn't, because you didn't remember.
Man, we used to do pre and post, man.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Next question.
Let's go to Clay with Steph during a broadcast during the 2020 season.
All right, last question of the night. Who is a better color commentator? Del Curry or Michael Thompson? And it's one guy's birthday today, so.
Oh, it's your pop's birthday?
I'm not saying names.
Respect. Happy birthday to Papa Thompson. I got to go Del Curry, though.
Oh, my.
Come on, man. What's wrong with
He's out. He's walking off.
I believe he really was. I'm playing, but man, Curry couldn't say his dad.
Watch this. Who do you prefer, Del Curry or Michael Thompson?
Oh, it's Champagne and Nuts. It's on Twitter.
Oh, I'm surprised.
It's Michael Thompson.
Oh, I thought you would beg off that one.
So
you think Del Curry's pretty lousy?
No, he's great, but I used to play with him on Lakers Celtics, the video game. He used to play the Hornets. They had squad. He could hit threes.
Michael Thompson is joining Willard and Dibbs later today, by the way.
Oh, man.
Champagne and Nuts.
Yeah.
He'll be joining Willard and Dibbs.
Big boxing fan, Michael Thompson. Number one pick.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Klay Thompson's return. How you remember him, Warrior fans? I mean, he was drafted in 2011. He's had great moments here the last couple of years. Maybe not as great as you'd hoped, but tonight should be a joyous occasion. And we're just talking about Klay Thompson and all things Klay Thompson.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.